From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. For the first time since a deadly cholera epidemic broke out in Haiti in 2010, the UN has admitted that its peacekeeping troops played a significant role in the spread of the disease, which has killed nearly 10,000 people and infected hundreds of thousands of others. A spokesman for Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the UN needs to do much more to address the cholera epidemic in Haiti and promised a significant new set of UN actions to respond to the crisis. Thursday's announcement came 10 days after the completion of a confidential report saying the UN is heavily involved in the crisis. For the first time, the Obama administration on Thursday clearly and publicly said that a cash payment of $400 million to Iran was used as leverage to ensure the release of a group of American prisoners being held there. Earlier this month, President Barack Obama denied that the payment to Iran on the same day as the hostages were released was some nefarious deal, pointing out that the transfer was announced earlier as part of the U.S. nuclear deal with Tehran. On Thursday, State Department spokesman John Kirby said that it would have been irresponsible not to try to maintain maximum leverage.
With concerns that Iran may renege on the prisoner release, given unnecessary delays regarding persons in Iran who could not be located, as well as, to be quite honest, mutual mistrust between Iran and the United States, we of course sought to retain maximum leverage until after American citizens were released. That was our top priority. If you're asking me, was there a connection in that regard at the end game, I'm not going to deny that.
Republican lawmakers criticized the action, saying it undermines the long-standing U.S. opposition to ransom payments. From Washington, this is VOA. A week after deadly bombings in southern Thailand's prime tourist locations left more than 30 people dead and wounded, including many foreigners, the tourism industry is hoping for a quick rebound, but analysts say any further attacks may have deeper impact on an industry considered a cornerstone of the Thai economy. Economists at the University of the Thai Chamber of Commerce say the attacks may lead to revenue losses of $170 million. Meanwhile, police in Bangkok on Friday identified a Thai man, Ama Lenga, from the Narathiwat province near Thailand's border with Malaysia, as a prime suspect in the bombing. In American politics, Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton and her Republican rival Donald Trump are both vying for police support in the face of growing tensions between U.S. law enforcement and many African Americans. Clinton met with leading law enforcement officers from around the country Thursday in New York, while Trump visited a local police organization in North Carolina. VOA's Zlatica Hoke reports.
Trump painted a dismal picture on the state of U.S. security, economy, health care, and future.
If I'm elected president, this chaos and violence will end, and it will end very, very quickly.
Clinton's campaign also focused on law enforcement Thursday. But at a meeting in New York with some of the country's top law enforcement officials, she stressed the need to bridge divisions between the police and the community they're serving.
I think it's obvious that recent events from Dallas and Baton Rouge to Milwaukee and across the country underscore how difficult and important the work is ahead of us to repair the bonds of trust and respect between our police officers and our communities.
Like Trump, she stressed the importance of respect for the law. But unlike Trump, she suggested the improvements will take time and effort. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
American swimmer James Fagan has agreed to pay a charity in Brazil nearly $11,000 to settle his part of a robbery scandal at the Rio Olympic Games, allowing him to return to the U.S. The three other American swimmers involved in the false robbery report are already back home. Brazilian police had said they were considering charging the swimmers with vandalism and giving false testimony after the swimmers admitted they fabricated a story about being robbed at gunpoint. The U.S. Olympic Committee has apologized to Brazil for the false robbery claim. In other Olympic news, Jamaican runner Usain Bolt has sprinted to another Olympic gold medal, winning the 200-meter race. Bolt has now won three straight Olympic golds in both the 200 and 100-meter sprints. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.